no gray.
Hell no. I ain't doing it. I ain't signed up for all that.
Just black and white.
I never ran up on a wild hog before. I can't say if I'm scared or not. No. But I know my adrenaline is pumping for sure.
Yo. This is the truth.
Oh, hold on. You got no blow-up tent?
Uh-uh.
Boy, oh boy. We done made me a spear right quick. You know, a little MacGyver, little quick thing right quick.
This is Danny Land.
Yeah. I'm ready. Bring that down a bit, okay? Who am I?
My name is Danny Chekalinski. I am your host. This is Danny Land. We are coming to you live from an undisclosed location here in West Palm Beach, Florida. The mission statement of Danny Land is very simple. 85% of the world is stupid people, and you are part of the 15%. Welcome. I am well rested. I want to thank Mike Slidell for my pillow. It's the official pillow of the National Sleep Federation. I got two for $19.95. I got one in the dryer. How about that? All right, let's get going. Lock the cover. Yeah, the weird thing about today's show is there's a lot of stuff body stuff, body evacuation. And, you know, I don't make the reports, or I don't make the news. I just report on them. I watch the news so you don't have to, and then we discuss. And at the end of the show, we have three things that I don't understand. All right, let's get for the debate. Let's get started with that, okay? Quick thoughts on the debate. For Hillary, the coat. What was that thing you were wearing? It looked like me at prom in 1981. That was a rough outfit, all right? Also, Hillary Clinton, Jennifer Beals called, and she wants her shoes from Flashdance back. So if you can put that in a box, UPS, she's going to be very happy. Now, for Trump, because we are equal opportunity offenders, the guy is walking in circles like Dustin Hoffman and Rain Man. I thought he was going to fall on the floor and start doing the curly shuffle. And the sniffling thing here. I think the only thing missing was Charlie Sheen and a straw and maybe three or four porn stars. All right? Now, let's be honest. The star of the debate, Ken Bone. Kenneth Bone. What again? Yeah, you got a fat guy, you got a funny sweater, you got nerd glasses, a mustache that looks like a woolly bear, last name of Bone. Friends, they call him an internet sensation, but can we be honest? And that's what we do here on Danny Land. We break it down and we are honest. This guy is a nerd and people are making fun of him. They're making fun of him. And that is something we would never do here on Danny Land.
This was then.
Who are you?
My name is Bond. James Bond.
But this is now.
One more question from Ken Bone about energy policy. Ken?
007, Ken Bone. He's got some questions.
What steps will your energy policy take to meet our energy needs while at the same time remaining environmentally friendly and minimizing job loss for fossil power plant workers?
Huh? What the heck does that mean?
007, Ken Bone, coming soon.
It's uncalled for, it really is. It's childish. It's immature. It's everything we're about here in Danny Land. All right, first of all, let's talk about what happened last night, and that I am originally from Cleveland, Ohio, so I'm very happy about my Cleveland Indians. They were the American League Division Series champions. They swept Boston. Boston wins everything except baseball. You're gone. Bye-bye. Thanks for stopping by. So the Indians, they move on to the American League Championship Series, which begins on Friday against the Toronto Blue Jays. Now, what we want to talk about is Pedro Martinez. He's a former pitcher for
the Boston Red Sox. Great pitcher. One of the best of all time. But he's also a sports commentator now. And he tried to recognize the Indian sweep of his former team during the TBS postgame show. Instead, he got really politically incorrect, if not racist. Let's play the clip here.
Well, once in a lifetime, when I played baseball, I used to hunt Indians. But now, I'm going to pay tribute to the Indians. And I'm going to go...
All right, if you missed that, can we do that one more time? Give me a second to isolate that. I think I got it for you. Here we go. Oh, yeah, there you go. Way to celebrate Columbus Day. Now, the only I guess the only day to do something like that that would be more offensive is Thanksgiving. And let us say, what is Thanksgiving really about? The pilgrims show up. They get the Indians hooked on firewater. We have guns. They have arrows. We steal their land, give them some shitty land in the middle of nowhere, have a four-day weekend, and we get fat on turkey. Now, ironically, the Indians, and I'm talking about feathers and dots, they really have the last laugh here. They built casinos, and now they take all their money at the slot machines. And I got news for you. This pale face right here will snort paint with them anytime. 365, 24/7. Stand with sports. Joe Theismann used to play for the Redskins. Joe Theismann had a pretty strong opinion on what he thinks about Tony Romo. Tony Romo, quarterback, Dallas Cowboys. He's hurt right now, okay? In fact, the former Super Bowl champion, talking about Joe Theismann, he thinks that Romo should retire, and it's all because of health reasons of Tony Romo. Listen up.
I don't think Tony should play anymore. And I told him that a couple of weeks ago. I said, look, I care about you as a person.
Oh, is that the case there, Joe Theismann? Well, let me refresh it. And again, it's all because Tony Romo has been hurt so many times before that Joe Theismann is, he's worried about him. He cares about him as a...
I don't think Tony should play anymore. And I told him that a couple of weeks ago. I said, look, I care about you as a person.
Yeah. All right. Well, let me refresh your memory, Joe Theismann, with a commercial that you have done recently.
Hi, I'm Joe Theismann, and no matter what stadium I'd broadcast from, I would always have to find the closest bathroom, just in case I had that sudden urge to go. My prostate was giving me fits.
Really?
Hi, I'm Joe Theismann, and no matter what stadium I'd broadcast from, I would always have to find the closest bathroom, just in case I had that sudden urge to go. My prostate was giving me fits.
I'm worried about you, Joe Theismann, I really am. Actually, you know what? I'm actually worried about anybody over the age of 50 that wears diapers to work. When I go to a sporting event, okay, maybe it's just me, all right? Maybe it's just me. But the first thing that I look for is the beer stand and where I can get those, what are they, the tacos or cheese things or the chips with the, you know, the fake cheese sauce. That's what I look for. You know, Joe Theismann, though. Where's Joe?
Hi, I'm Joe Theismann, and no matter what stadium I'd broadcast from, I would always have to find the closest bathroom.
Okay. I pity the guy that's working next to him if the game goes into overtime. You know, Theismann would be pissing on his leg like a male pit bull on a fire hydrant. Moving on. Oh. Transformers star actor, is it Shia LaBeouf, LaBeouf? You know what I'm talking about, okay? The guy is, it says here, known for quirky stunts in the name of art. Well, yesterday, he streamed his wedding to actress Mia Goth at a ceremony officiated by an Elvis personality, Elvis impersonator, I should say, in Las Vegas. Now, this isn't love. This is nuts. The only excuse to get married in Vegas is if you just met the girl at the blackjack table, had 15 gin and tonics, and, I don't know, like an 8-ball of cocaine. And by the way, newsflash, You're not being married by the king. You're being married by a fat guy in a sequin suit impersonating somebody that died on the toilet trying to take a shit that had 9 pounds of impacted fecal matter in his colon. And if you don't believe me, Google it. It's what I do. Ruth Gader Ginsburg, Supreme Court judge. She was talking about Colin Kaepernick. Now, Colin Kaepernick is the backup quarterback right now. He could be the lead quarterback. We don't know. Backup. He's the one that plays for the San Francisco 49ers. And if you've been following the news, you know that at first he wouldn't stand for the national anthem, and now he's kneeling for the national anthem, and he's doing this to bring attention to the social injustice of blacks. All right? Anyhow, she was asked about what he does, the kneeling thing. And he's not alone. Other athletes are doing the same thing. So the question being about athletes that decide to kneel for the playing of the national anthem, and this is actually from an interview with Katie Couric. Here you go.
What do I think? I think it's really dumb of them. Would I arrest them for doing it? No. I think it's dumb and disrespectful. I would have the same answer if you asked me about flag burning. I said, I think it's a terrible thing to do.
Good.
But I wouldn't lock a person up.
All right. First of all, that's a perfect example. And I have nothing but respect for anybody that is a Supreme Court justice. I may not agree with what him or her stands for, but respect is there. Now that I got that out of the way, the disclaimer, you got to have term limits on these judges of the Supreme Court. When you sit in your own poop, all right, you should be at home watching reruns of Murder, She Wrote. I'll tell you what, you want to go nuts? Price is Right is on too. And I know the old people like that as well. It's time to retire when you have a bathtub with a swing door and instead of costume jewelry, you're wearing a necklace with a life alert button. That's just the way it is. Sorry. All right, finally.
And now, Danny Land presents Three Things I Don't Understand.
All right. Here we go. Bring that down just a little bit there. A little bit down there. All right, good. Number one, cotton and aspirin bottles. I'm sorry, but the same thing that women use to remove makeup before they go to bed, it's inside an aspirin bottle. It's like, you know, it's like a game trying to remove the thing. I feel like I'm trying to crack a pistachio. You know the ones that actually don't have a little crack there? And you're like, you save them for last. If I have a headache, the last thing I need is spending 5 minutes trying to finger out a cotton ball. Number two, Afrin nose spray. I can't smoke a joint that grows naturally like an unfertilized lawn, but I can blast a chemical up my nose that a 10-year-old can buy, and 3 squirts later, I'm addicted like Philip Seymour Hoffman. Don't get it. Number three, people that pick up things you have at the end of your driveway to throw out. All right, case in point, piece of lawn furniture was damaged by Hurricane Matthew last weekend. I'm talking about me now, okay? So I put it at the end of the driveway to be thrown out by the city, and somebody took it within 10 minutes. It's called garbage for a reason. What's next? You have somebody ringing my doorbell with a bamboo pole wanting to fish out of my toilet? I'm confused. I don't understand. Anyhow, that's a wrap. That's all we got for you on Danny Lamb this weekend. Appreciate you, or I should say for this week. We will come again to you really soon. Appreciate you listening very, very much. Follow me on Twitter. It's DANNY, C like in Charlie, Z like in Zebra, EK. Thanks again.
You have just experienced the truth.
What an incredible night this has been. What an amazing journey we have all been on.
Be Danny's Facebook friend at Radio Danny.
I'm going to go out and do a little cowboying.
He'll be sure to send you pictures of his wang.
Get your hand off my penis!
Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
A bong. Bong, that's a pipe used to smoke marijuana.
That's like an alarm clock.
Woo-woo!
This is Dannyland.